WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, buckle up because today we're diving deep into something that affects us all. Those pesky little voices in our heads, do you know? The ones that tell us we're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. We've all been there, right? Ever wake up feeling like you're already one step behind, like the world is conspiring against you? That nagging feeling of self-doubt creeping in and stealing your confidence. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you those voices don't have to win. You have the power to silence them, write your story, and build unshakable self-belief. And the best part? It all starts with something simple, powerful, and surprisingly effective. Positive affirmations. Think of affirmations as little mental pep talks that you deliver to yourself throughout the day. They're like those motivational posters, but instead of hanging on a wall, they live inside your head, constantly reminding you of your strengths, your potential, and your worth. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you transform those negative whispers into powerful affirmations. 1. Recognize the enemy. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts as they pop up. What are they saying? Where do they come from? Understanding the source of your self-doubt can be incredibly empowering. You start to see it's not an inherent truth about you, but rather a pattern of thinking that you can choose to change. Craft your arsenal. Affirmations should be positive, specific, and personal. Instead of saying, I hope I do well on this test, try something like, I'm confident in my knowledge and abilities. Tailor your affirmations to address specific areas where you struggle with negative self-talk. Feeling insecure about public speaking. Affirm. I am a powerful communicator who inspires others. See the difference? It's not just saying I'm good, it's declaring your belief in yourself with conviction. 3. Repetition is key. Think of affirmations like building muscle. The more you use them, the stronger they become. Repeat them throughout the day, whether it's first thing in the morning, during a challenging moment, or before bed. Write them down, say them out loud, or even visualize yourself embodying those positive statements. Consistency is key. 4. Feel the power. This isn't just about words, it's about believing them. When you repeat an affirmation, really try to feel the truth behind it. Imagine yourself succeeding, feeling confident, and radiating positivity. The more you connect with the emotion behind your affirmations, the more powerful they become. 5. Celebrate your progress. Be patient with yourself, this takes time. You won't magically erase years of negative self-talk overnight. Celebrate the small victories. Did you catch yourself saying a negative thought and redirect it with an affirmation? Awesome. Acknowledge your efforts, keep practicing, and watch as those positive changes start to shape your reality. Let me tell you a story. A friend of mine was terrified of public speaking. Every time she had to give a presentation, her heart would race, her palms would sweat, and her mind would go blank. She tried everything. Practice, deep breaths, even visualization techniques, but nothing seemed to work. Then, she stumbled upon the power of affirmations. She started repeating phrases like, I'm a confident and engaging speaker, and my voice is clear and powerful. At first, it felt awkward, but she kept at it. She wrote these affirmations on sticky notes and placed them around her house, office, even on her phone screen. Guess what? Over time, something amazing happened. Her fear started to fade. She found herself speaking with more confidence, engaging the audience, and even enjoying the experience. It wasn't magic, it was the power of consistently telling herself a different story, rewiring her brain with positive beliefs. So, my friends, remember this. You have the power to change your inner dialogue. You can choose to silence those negative voices and replace them with affirmations that empower you, uplift you, and propel you towards your goals. Start today. Choose your words wisely, feel their truth, and watch as your self-belief blossoms into something truly extraordinary. Now go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder of their own power. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review. It really helps others discover the magic of positive affirmations. Until tomorrow, keep hustling and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.